Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, how does a coach sleep after a 3-goal and 56-second night?
Well, I mean, you sleep all right, but you're always concerned now. I mean, it only takes a little bit of time where you're excited, you're happy, but then obviously you realize you got a job to do tomorrow, and that's kind of the nature of the beast.
Last night, it's kind of a fine line, isn't it, to walk of still attack when you're up three quick like that and manage the puck. How fine of a line is that?
It's no fine line. You got to attack and manage the puck at the same time. That's what we always want to do. You can do the same thing. No, there's no question. You can do both. And sometimes what happens is that, you can lose both. You're a little slow reacting. And then sometimes, again, you want to try to do too much. But, no, it goes hand in hand. It always does. I mean, puck pressure, attacking, puck management, it all goes hand in hand.
Have you coached in games on the other side like that?
Oh, for sure. Many of them. Oh, yeah.
As a coach, how helpless do you feel in that kind of a situation?
Well, I mean, it is. It's a helpless feeling. Sometimes a game can't end quick enough, but then sometimes, obviously, it all depends on how your team. Sometimes your team's not playing that bad, and then you need a spark. And what's the spark going to be? Somebody going to step to the plate? Is it going to be a power play goal? Is it going to be, just a kind of a scummy goal, whatever. I mean, you want to get back into it. And I think the one thing you have as a coach, you always have the one thing that's very, very important. It's called hope. And you're hoping something happens. You're hoping it could be that particular night that you can come back. So you play to win, but sometimes there's no question, Schultz. You just don't see it happening.
Like we mentioned last night in the postgame show, the second, third period, you guys did manage the puck very, very well and manage the game. How is managing the game sometimes different than managing just the puck? I mean, you're doing all of the little things instead of just...
Well, exactly. I mean, that's a good question. I mean, the bottom line is you want to make sure in those situations that we're trying to break the puck out quick. We're trying to get the puck out of our zone as quick as you possibly can. And because what you want, and you want to try to minimize the amount of whistles, and what you're hoping, in the grand scheme of things, is you're hoping that they're just doing a lot of line changing then, and you're taking away their, you're taking away their short game, and you're forcing them to play 200 feet.
It's not often you see 3 goals in a minute with 3 different lines. A lot of times you get 2 quick ones, and it's a lot of times the same line. How does one line feed off the other last night?
Well, I don't know if they feed off each other, but I mean, there's, it just happens that there was, it was back to back to back, and whether they fed off each other or it just was, opportunistic. I mean, really, if you want to look back at it, the third goal was just a bad goal by their goaltender right there. I don't know if we, but conversely, I guess we did have good puck possession right there, and we had good jam on the forecheck. I mean, I saw that this morning when we broke down, all the goals. So whether they fed off each other or not, Schultze, the bottom line was, though, we won back-to-back. We won back-to-back-to-back shifts, which is critical after a goal. It's great momentum.
And for a team that's struggling with the face-off dot, winning back-to-back-to-back face-offs is big.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our Budweiser pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. I would expect, Tom, that Northern Michigan's going to come out guns a-blazing tonight after last night. First 5 minutes always important, but after a game like last night, even more so tonight, right?
Absolutely. No, there's going to be some angry Wildcats. I said that in my press conference last night, and it's a big game for those guys. Big game for all of us, but it's especially big for Northern right now.
What is the message to your guys then of making sure they're amped up but not too amped up right from the start?
Well, it's up to them how amped up they're going to be. I just told them exactly what they're going to see. I've been through this many, many, many times, and we're going to see some angry Wildcats, and we're going to have to – there's going to be some heavy push early, so you just got to make sure, again, you have a lot of composure and you maintain what we want to maintain. We want to make sure we have good pressure. We want to make sure we have good puck management. We want to defend hard. We want to try to obviously, again, take them out of their rhythm, and that's the biggest thing right there.
How hard is tonight going to be for Ross? First game back from an injury, you're always got a little adrenaline going, but – the second night can be a little rougher, can it?
Yeah, it can be, I guess. I guess everybody's a little different, and I guess I don't really think too much about that. It's just, he's a consummate professional. He's trained hard. He's rehabbed hard. So, obviously, is he in game shape? Probably not, but there's a reason why we go 4 lines and short shifts.
You got 2 different defensemen in your lineup tonight from last night. As a collective group, How much more confident are you in any of those guys? Because quite honestly, all of them have performed.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, they're all really good defensemen. Our four freshman defensemen, we're so happy with all four of them. And you know what you have to do at times is we got to play them. So that's what we're doing right now.
You know, I talk quite often about, Elias and Kyle have been, Elias and Will have been together all the time since they walked on campus. But he's had different guys, and how important that has been for Will Magnuson's development. I'll say the same thing now, for Patrick Sattasari tonight. Tony Fulmer has developed into a heck of a lead by example defenseman, hasn't he?
Absolutely. Tony's really a good defender, and he reminds me a lot of, actually, he's growing a lot like Sam Wendell did, and I like where Tony's game's at. He's playing well. He's elevated his game. The game has really slowed down for him. He's tough. He's taken a lot of pride in his defensive game.
Matias Scholl gets his first career shutout last night. That was a little alarming to me when I was reminded of that fact in the postgame show. But like you mentioned,